Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. 120 years ago, God used a secular Jew to set in motion the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, a Jewish state in our world. That's the headline. In a moment, Winky Medad will join me with that story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Describe what the Zionist Congress was all about back in 1897.
Well, Jimmy, our listeners have to understand that the State of Israel was founded in 1948. And previous to that, we had been basically a diaspora-based people. Very small numbers of Jews had managed to come to the land of Israel over the centuries, and it wasn't the most easy place to live in. There was no state apparatus. There was no one world organization that was furthering the national aspirations of the Jews. We knew our sources, the Bible. We knew as a people that we came from the land of Israel and should go back. In the 1860s and 70s, more and more people from Europe began to go there, and the whole object of the enterprise was given its basic fundamental push by a man called Theodor Herzl, who organized a World Congress of Zionists, and there were non-Jews present, clergymen, in fact, all with the aim of trying to get the Jews to achieve political aims with the Ottoman Empire to open up the gates and let the Jews come back and settle on the land. A revolutionary step in the makeup of the Jewish people, beginning to give them a framework, a political, economic, educational framework to get Jews back into the land of Israel.
Can you give us a definition of Zionism? What is Zionism?
The word Zion, as you know very well, is the biblical term for Jerusalem. Mount Zion, the psalmists, all the prophets that talk about Zion and Jerusalem, and it became a word that became in general usage. I'm going back to Zion, to the land of Israel. And Zionism is, let's get Jews back into history, back into the political environment, which, like everybody else, a state is called for. That is what Zionism, at the basis, is all about.
Winky Medad with the story of the founding of the Jewish State of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. God used a secular Jew 120 years ago to set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled, which was a Jewish state among the nations of this world. That man was Theodor Herzl, the founding father of the modern-day State of Israel. The first Zionist Congress, held in Basel, Switzerland, set the way for God's plan of a Jewish state in the end times to be fulfilled as it was foretold in Ezekiel chapters 34, 36, and 37. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...